All right, one more ha'ara, and that is that we had the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Shloisha nakta lehem chamas. We had three people that it was nakta lehem cham. We had Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua ben Nun, and Nakdimon ben Gurion. Yeshua ben Nun, that's a pasuk, V'yidem HaShemesh, it's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, that's a well-chronicled episode. Nakdimon ben Gurion, that's a Gemara. Gemara says the Gemara, right? That's the Gemara's Lashon. How do you know it? It's a Gemara. It's a Messiah. We have a tradition that this is a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. The only one that's really not Mefurish anywhere is Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet, stating that, Moshe Rabbeinu, we Chazal, we Megalatas, also had this Inyan that he also was able to get the sun to somehow stop in its tracks. So here's the question. When exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu have this event take place? Yeshua ben Nun, we know. Nachtim ben Gurion, the Gemara told the whole story. When exactly did this happen with Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Hei, discusses the Maisa with Yeshua ben Nun in great detail. And over there, the Gemara brings the same Braisa, that it wasn't just Yeshua ben Nun, but rather it was Shloisha. There were three people that had this koyach that knocked on Lemcham. And one of them was Moshe. So Rashi, in that Gemara, where the Zohar Daf Chafeim and Aleph says, when did this happen to Moshe? Bin Milchemes Sichon. It happened during the war with Sichon. Bin Milchemes Sichon, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu did this. So, Sichon Melech HaMoyri Ki Li'olam Chazdei, Moshe Rabbeinu defeated Sichon, and when he defeated Sichon, that's when this took place. Rashi and Chumash, in Parshas Vaaschanon, on the pasuk that the Gemara darshan in today's daf, Ochel, Ochel, taste, taste, says Rashi, Lomad sha'omdo chamal Moshe b'yoyim milchemes oig. Do you want to know what happened? It happened b'yoyim milchemes oig. There's another Rashi, also in Chumash, in Parshas Beshalach. This Rashi is discussing when the Yidden fought against Amalek. The pasuk says, V'idei Moshe kveidim, v'yikhu evan v'yasimu tachtav, v'yeshev oleh, v'harim v'chur tamchu v'yadam echad mizeh echad, v'yihi yadav emuna ad boy hashamish. Says Rashi, Shahayu Amalekim mechashven as hashois, be'istrolagyo, be'izesho, him noitzchen. They were playing around with the times. The Hemid Lahem Moshe Chama, Moshe Rabbeinu caused the sun to stop, the Irvev Es HaShois, and he was able to be Ma'arvev the Shois. So we have three different Chazals, it's all Gebaitan Chazals. We have a Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Chafei, we have a Rashi in Chumash and Parshas Devarim, and we have a Rashi in Chumash Parshas Peshalach. In Avodah Zarah Chafei, Rashi says it was with the war against Sichon. In Parshas, in Parshas Dvarim, Rashi says it was the war against Oig Melech HaBashan. And then in Parshas Beshalach, Rashi says it was the war against Amalek. The truth is, if you look in the Rishonim, and certainly if you look in the Achronim, it seems that it was Elu ve'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just do it once, he did it twice, he even did it a third time. He did it when they fought against Sichon, he did it when they fought against Oig, and he did it when they fought against Amalek. So just to end with two beautiful ha'aras, as it relates to this inyan, that Moshe Rabbeinu, like Yeshua, and like Nachdim and Ben-Gurion, they were able to stop the sun in the tracks. The first ha'ara is in the Sefer Or Chadash. Or Chadash is one of the classic, ha'onim of the 19th century, and he wrote a sefer on Masechtas Pesachim. So Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Or Chodesh brings the Ramban's famous kasha. The halachos of kashering kelim. If a kelim becomes treif, bas of a chalev, you have to kasher. How do you know you have to kasher kelim? It's Pesachim in the Torah. We learn it from the Melchama against Midian. So when the Yidden fought against Midian, they came back, they brought a whole bunch of kelim with them. So Moshe told the Yidden, you have to kasher the kelim. It's what's known as Geule Midian. How do you know you have to do Agolas Kalim? We learn it from the Melchama against Midian. And the Ramban asks a bomb kasha. Freit the Ramban, he says, I don't understand. Why do we have to learn it from Geule Midian? L'chura, before the Yidden fought against Midian, they had fought wars. In fact, they had fought against Sichon. They had fought against Oig. You would think that when they fought against Sichon, they fought against Oig, they walked away with all the kitchen cutlery as well. So l'chura, who told them then that you have to kasha the Kalim? Why did the Torah wait until Midian to teach us the parish of Geule Midian? It should have been the halachas of Geule Sichon and Oig and Bashan and Amairi. Why was there no parish of Agala up until that point? Azoy Freik Duramban. So the Or Chodesh says that he was thinking to say a Dover Nifla. He says, because the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get the sun to stop in its tracks. He was able to get the sun to stop in its tracks. How long did the sun stop? Meaning, He was able to get the son to. Someone wanted to set. No, the son's not going to set. How long did it happen for? So the Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Chafei in that sugya, the Gemara discusses it in the context of Yeshua. The Gemara says, one man Dama says Yeshua was able to get it to stop for 24 hours. Much longer than we realize. It was 24 hours. Chad Amar, one man Dama says it was 36 hours. Chad Amar, there's another man Dama that says it was 48 hours. But Pacha Shebekulon, it was 24 hours. The Gemara says, we know Moshe from Yeshua. It was the same thing. It says, Mestaber, that if Yeshua Benon was 24 hours, then Moshe Rabbeinu was also 24 hours. So he says, we know the halacha. The halacha is that if you have a keli that's treif, but nobody eats from that keli, no one cooks from it, for 24 hours, the halacha is not a problem anymore. It's nice and tam lufgan, and as a result, no worries, you don't have to deal with it. Now, the katchilo, you're not allowed to take a fleishik pot that's used for fleishiks and now cook dairy inside of it, even if you wait 24 hours. But that katchilo is a din derabanan. Midday raisa, there's no such halacha. Midday raisa, there's no katchilos in bedievet. Midday raisa, either it's a problem or it's not a problem. And midday raisa is not a problem. Why not? Because it's nice and tam lefkan. So said the Archadish Gevaldik. He said by the Muhammad against Sichon, we know the war lasted at least 24 hours. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the sun during the Muhammad against Sichon. How do I know that? Rashi Avay Dezara Taf Chafayim Adal. With the war against Oig Dezal B'maisa. Because Rashi says it again. We're in Chumash. In Parshas Devarim. See, so by those two wars, we know for sure they were fighting minimum 24 hours. Because the sun stopped in its tracks for 24 hours. So for sure it was 24 hours. He says, B'shas Muhammad, nobody was cooking. B'shas Muhammad, people were running for their lives. No one's scrambling eggs in the middle of the war. Right? There's bombs flying. They're in the shelters. That's where they are. They're in the miklat right now. So they're not sitting around and cooking. He said, that's pashat, right? So he says, L'chayra, there wasn't a gay. Why wasn't a gay? Because it was nice and tam lefkam anyways. You know what was the gay about Melchemes Midyan? Midyan, you don't find anywhere in Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to stop the sun. So by Midian it was Negeya. By the fight against Sichon it was Negeya. Oig it was Negeya. It was Dafk against Midian it was Negeya. At the end of this piece, Dar Chodesh says, quote, V'achar hitzesi dover zeh. After I said this chiddush, shamati, I heard, shekivanti bozeh, ledas hagodol. I was mechaven to a big godol. Hagoyin hachosid, of Bezdin de Prague, Rabbi Cheska Landau, Neiro Yoyer. And he said he was very happy that he was zoicha to be mechav, and he heard the Noi de Behuda said the same exact teretz to answer the Ramban's kasha. Ramban's kasha was, why was there no parsha of Gil? Why didn't they have to kasha the Kalim when they fought Sichon? Why didn't they have to kasha the Kalim when they fought against Oig? The teretz says it wasn't a geya, because there the fight went at least 24 hours. How do we know that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the sun. How long did he stop the sun for? For 24 hours. As a result, it was anyways nice to Tom Lufkan. It wasn't going to be an issue. Dafking against Midian, over there was going to be. That's the first daughter.